thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you, Lord, that you're leading us at this time to a crossover point. Lord, this is a time of crossing over. This is a time of going from where we are into the place that you've called us to be, Lord. Father, we thank you that by the Holy Spirit's grace and power, you will enable us to get where you want us to be, Lord, so that we become a fruitful church, so that we grow up in you, Lord, that we mature. We see many being saved, Lord. We see many being discipled, Lord, in these coming months ahead. We see many signs and wonders and miracles flowing from your hand, Lord, flowing out, Lord, flowing in the church and out of the church, Lord, to others. And we give you praise today. Lord, thank you that you've called us to possess the land. Thank you you've called us to possess the land, Lord. You've called us to possess people for you, Lord. You've called us to possess things for you, Father, in this time. And Lord, it's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's about you, Lord. It's about your kingdom. Father, help us to press into your kingdom, Lord, in a new way, Lord, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Lord, you've made a promise that all these things will be added to us if we will just but seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. So, Lord, help us to do that, we pray, Lord, by your grace, in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Bibles, please come with me, and we're going to go to where are we going to go to? I'm all right, thanks. I'm okay. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Grab my. Let's go to 2, I couldn't remember if it's 1 Corinthians or 2, it's 2 Corinthians and chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. And I've entitled this morning, God's Treasure in You. God's Treasure in You. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And while you're finding it, just to mention just a little bit about this week. When we spoke about it last couple of weeks, been in the bulletin about coming to these meetings. This week has not been about having lots of meetings. This week has been about, what Barry said, it's been about a revolution. And if you've been able to get to the meetings you've been able to get to, and you've downloaded some stuff, or you've heard some of the things that God's been saying this week, a good illustration about it is the whole crossing over that Joshua did. When Moses handed over to Joshua and the children of Israel, they got to the River Jordan, and there was a crossover point. And prophetically, for a number of quite a little while now, as in the leadership of Kingdom Faith, we've been aware that God has brought us to a point. But we cannot continue to go around in circles as a church or as a ministry. And because God says it's time to cross over. Does this make sense? You can all understand that, can't you? And we're actually at a crossing over point in Kingdom Faith. So whatever happens, because we're all part of the same apostolic work, whatever happens, like what's happened in this last week, will have an effect right the way through to us, but it's important that we catch hold of it. That's why it's important we get to meetings. It's important that when I say from the front, we really need to be there this week as much as we can, because God wants us to all move forward together. And I had a picture some weeks ago of us as a body, and we were quite scattered. There was a group of, like a core group of people that were there, and then there was people around the edge. And some of them were unsettled, some were getting fidgety, some were actually way away, and some had left. And God said, I haven't changed my word, I haven't changed what I want to do in this church, I'm calling you together. Now, if some people leave, they leave. I'm not happy about people leaving the church, but if some people choose to leave, then they leave. But God is saying, keep focus on what I've called you to be and called you to do. And God wants us to come together and to be together as one body, to be very focused on what God's called us to be and what God's called us to do. And the reason that we exist as Kingdom Faith, right? We're Kingdom Faith Church Crawley, aren't we?
we're part of the Kingdom Faith family, that is that God has called us to see a move of the Spirit, a move of the Spirit, a revival, an awakening, a pouring out of the Holy Spirit. Lots of other, there's many other churches also are believing for the same thing. There's other movements, if you like, that God has in this nation alone. There's other nations as well that are praying for the same thing. But you know, God raises up particular men, particular women as well, but particular groups, particular churches, particular ministries, even in churches, to forge something ahead, to bring a breakthrough. And that's the calling on Kingdom Faith, is to forge a way through so that we can break through, spiritually, I mean, break through. And so as we break through, we cross over. Okay? And that when you break through, let's say you break through in an area in your life, when you break through in an area of your life, what happens is a whole string of things then fall into place. And God is saying to us within Kingdom Faith, I've called you to be like an arrow that will forge ahead in prayer, in faith, and see a move of the Holy Spirit come, a fresh move of God that will actually bring a breakthrough. And we ourselves have to have that breakthrough working in us. We have to have something of the Holy Spirit working powerfully in us. We need a revolution in our own lives, don't we? We need to be revived in our love for Jesus, in our love for the kingdom. And then as we have that together as a body, as a church, we can cross over together. And that's what this is all about. This is what God's been speaking in this last week about coming together, hearing the word of God, hearing what God is saying. It's no good if it's just men's words or it's just a pipe dream. But if God is actually saying something, we need to listen to it. And don't think, well, I've heard all that before. Well, we've been speaking about it and praying about it for many years. Many of us have seen something over this nation. I know I have, and many of you perhaps have as well. And therefore, that's what I live for. I live for Jesus, and I live for his kingdom. And he wants to see his kingdom advanced in our nation. He wants to see a breakthrough come in our nation, and he'll do it through little people like you and me. Amen. Coming together in a church, in a ministry, and believing God and being available to God so that the Holy Spirit can revive us and change, transform us, and we cross over from where we are into a new place in God. Amen. Okay? Yes. Amen. Think about the disciples on the day of Pentecost. They had such an incredible experience. They crossed over, didn't they? They crossed over from where they were to where God really wanted them to be. And then they had these incredible encounters of the Holy Spirit, which enabled them to cross over and into another place. And what they did was they started to possess, actually it was to possess not just areas, geographical areas, but it was to possess, to take hold of the kingdom of God and to see the kingdom of God advancing into people's lives so that people's lives were transformed and changed, that people got saved. Amen. Salvation. Amen. And people got healed and set free. Amen. And the call of God on us is that we are here because we want to see Crawley changed, transformed. Amen. We want to see East Grinstead transformed. We want to see Horsham transformed. We want to see our nation transformed. Amen. We have a big vision because we've got a big God. And he wants to see our nation transformed. He wants us to have a vision of our nation being transformed up and down the land, seeing cities and towns impacted with the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen? And with men and women and churches, especially churches, a whole body of people that are so on fire and love with God that they've caught this vision that we can't stop. We've got to keep going. We've got to let the fire burn in us and let the fire flow out of us and touch people's lives, so that people really know what the kingdom of God is and what it's all about. Amen. And so this last week has been all about that. The first meeting was all about the cross, how that Jesus finished it all for us at the cross, repentance and faith. And then since then we've been talking about moving on, about freedom, about God's victory, about getting ready, about being prepared as a people and actually moving together in unity, in faith, in all that God wants us to be and to do.
Amen.
So it's exciting to hear about Barry's healing this week. And he wasn't, there was others that got healed this week. And lives were touched this week because we came together and we heard the word of God come to us.
Amen.
And this is a crossover point.
Yes, it is.
It's a time when we come together in faith and we let God speak to us and then we respond. And how we respond really, really matters to God.
Amen.
So you can respond to even to what I say this morning in two ways. You can think, well, I've heard all this before and what does that really mean for me? Or you can say, God, you're speaking to me this morning. I'm prepared to let you transform me and change me however you want to so that I get in the flow of what you want to do.
Amen.
I want to be obedient to you because at the end of the day, it's about hundreds of thousands of people's lives being born again like you, being changed, being saved, being forgiven, being healed and being set free. And when we see that happening, not just ones and twos, and I've been so encouraged even these last few weeks just seeing ones and twos being touched by God. There's a young man that we reached recently and we witnessed to him and as a result of that, he's actually saying, he said to me last night, he texted me last night, I want to be baptized when you have your next baptism service. A young man who's been away from God for years is coming back. And he's serious about it. He said, I just want to give my all to God. When you have your, I want to be baptized. And it's exciting, isn't it? It's all about people. It's seeing people being born again or if they've backslidden, bringing them back to God and getting them into a place where they're full of the Spirit again. Amen.
Amen.
Now this morning, any of you know what this is? A plant pot, okay.
Bag.
What do you think it's made of? Okay, all right, okay, okay. I admit it is plastic. I actually looked for a clay one, but the clay one was full of soil and a bit heavy, a bit wet and damp this morning. So I bought a pretend clay pot, okay, a plastic pot. Now, a clay pot on its own is nothing, is it?
No.
It's nothing attractive about it. It's just a clay pot. If you drop it, it'll probably break into pieces. This one won't, but it'll break into pieces. But what's important about this clay pot, do you think?
What's actually inside it?
What's actually inside it? That's what matters, is what's inside it. So let's just have a look this morning and find out what is inside. Alex, do you want to come and just discover what's inside this clay pot? Perhaps you'd like to dip your hand in there. Just start with that one. Okay, so there's something in a... If you just have a look, just take out what's in there. Let's have a look. Not that.
Piece of paper.
Okay. Okay, a bag. Okay, so just take that out. Just very carefully, don't drop it.
Christmas.
Okay.
Christmas decorator.
Just hold it up.
Lottery.
Okay.
I was disappointed.
This is actually a bit of Anita's handiwork, actually. It's something she gave us last Christmas. Now, what is this supposed to be? What's it represent?
Christmas.
Well, forget about Christmas just for a minute. What does it represent?
Gold.
Gold, okay. So this is actually gold. I believe it has got some gold in it, I think. It's not your Woolworths type of Christmas decoration, that. And they've got some more stuff here. What's that represent?
Silver.
So what would you call gold and silver?
Precious metals.
Someone said it. Amy.
Yeah.
Treasure. Okay, treasure. Okay, so we've got some treasure. Simon, just put your hand in this clay pot. Let's see what else there is there. Oh. So we've got some more gold and treasure. There you go. There, Tanya, that's for you. An early happy Christmas.
It's a bit early.
Oh, Leon, that was very quick. Now, listen, as you're receiving these gifts this morning, I want you to promise me one thing. You're not going to eat them all yourself. Okay, you're going to share them out. Share them out, okay. That's great. Can you put them back in that bag now?
No problem.
Let's look at 2 Corinthians then, chapter 4, and we're going to read about clay pot this morning. The title this morning is God's Treasure in You, God's Treasure in You. And it says here in verse 7, but we have, just put it in there, we have this treasure in, what does it say? In earthen vessels. Anyone else got any different version? Jars of clay, okay, pots of clay. We have this treasure in jars of clay. What is the treasure? The Holy Spirit. And where is the Holy Spirit living today?
In our hearts.
In our hearts. Okay, so he is the Holy Spirit a person?
Yes.
So where is he living? In our hearts. He's living in us. And what does the Holy Spirit bring with him?
Yes.
Truth. Peace. Joy. Love.
Peace.
Peace.
Patience.
Wisdom.
Freedom.
Power.
Self-control.
Humility.
Fire.
Love.
Amen.
Power. Correct us. Okay, so, and what about gifts? Does he bring any gifts?
Yeah.
Puts gifts inside of us as well. So it's not, you know, it is the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit brings what he has with him and puts it on the inside of us. When we get born again, we receive treasure. And this morning, God's treasure is within you. Now, there's a problem. The problem is this. If we have a treasure and it's inside, and then you have a load of stuff on the top, that's going to stop the treasure coming out, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be more difficult to get the treasure out. And God, when we repent and turn to Christ and make him the Lord of our life and invite him to come into our lives, what he does, he makes us alive in here and he puts the treasure within us, in our spirit.
Amen.
But very often there's some stuff, let's call this stuff, shall we?
Yeah.
Stuff that God wants to actually take out of our lives and deliver us, actually throw the rubbish away out of our lives, take the rubbish away from us so that the treasure that's in here can begin to be used. Amen. This treasure that God's given to you is Jesus Christ, it is the Holy Spirit, it's his life within you, it's his love. But this treasure isn't just for you, is it? Who's this treasure really for? If it is for you, praise God, but it's not just for you. So who else is it for?
Everybody.
Very good answer, everyone else. So you've got inside of you treasure that actually is very precious, and this treasure actually increases the more you follow Jesus, the more you advance in the kingdom. We heard it from Anita this morning, how that, you know, you keep giving stuff away, keep giving to God, well, it financially and other ways, and God, you can't outgive God. God will give back to you, and there'll be an increase of the treasure within you. That means that you're going to experience more of the treasure of God's life on the inside of you. But the second thing is that this treasure is not just for you, it's to be given away. Remember to save some for the children afterwards, won't you? So this treasure that is within you is for you, but it's also for you to give away to others. And the Lord wants to, by his grace, because we're in a series, we've been talking about grace for many months, even this last week at Kingdom Faith over at Horsham in their meetings, it actually was all about God's grace. God's power, God's enabling us to cross over from where we are to come into a new place spiritually. How many want to be living in a new place spiritually?
Amen.
Well, the answer is you can be.
Yeah.
It's up to you. It's your choice and it's my choice how far we go with God, how much we want to give to him.
Amen.
It all boils down to what we believe and what we actually choose to do.
Amen.
Pause for effect. Right? It's up to you how much you believe about what the Word says and what God's done for you, but it's a choice that we make how far you want to go with God. Because God says, you're crossing over, are you coming with me?
Amen. Yes,
amen. He's saying to us, are you ready to cross over?
Yes.
Because as we cross over, already things are beginning to change. Even this last week, I notice that's changed. I've noticed something in me. Ah, that's changed. That's good.
Amen.
Ah, yes, this has happened here. That's changed. And you can see the evidences of God's Spirit moving, so we need to move with him.
Amen.
When he stops, we stop. But when he starts moving, we move.
Amen.
And that's why there has been, even within Kingdom Faith, a frustration, because we know what God's promised. Some of us have seen incredible visions of what God wants to do, have seen a vision of who he is and what he wants to do, but somehow it's been frustrated. But there comes a time where God says it's time to move on, it's time to move over, it's time to cross over. And this time of preparation, of dealing with us in our hearts, dealing with unbelief and dealing with fears and dealing with things, this stuff, God wants these things away from our lives now.
Amen.
He wants us to, if it's unforgiveness, you know, forgiving people isn't hard to do. Actually, God will enable us to forgive by his grace. But forgiving is actually to drop the matter completely at his feet, forgive the person and bless them, pray for them, pray God's blessing over that and move on. And leave that behind you.
Amen.
Just leave those things behind you.
Amen.
Forget about your past, the Bible says. Leave your past behind you. Press on, move forward now. Time to advance. Time to really advance in the things of God.
Amen.
And this is where we are prophetically. This is where we are as a people right now. Time to move on.
Amen.
Forget the past, forget the former things. God says, behold, I do a new thing. It's time to advance and move forward together. Together as a people, so that the treasure within the clay jars, you know, the Bible says that we are a body, doesn't it?
Yes.
You've got a body this morning.
Amen.
That's how you got here. But in your body, in your clay jar, is a treasure. It's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It's the life of God. It's the life of Jesus Christ within you. And all that he brings into your life because of what he did for you on the cross through his death and resurrection. Now he's reigning in heaven and you're reigning with him too, the Bible says. You're reigning with him. You're seated with him in the heavenly places. And in this position that we have, this is where the treasures will begin to flow when we see that we're seated with him in the heavenly places. And it's time for the treasure to come out.
Amen.
It's time for us to experience and to know and to really appreciate the treasure that God's put within us, get to know him more. And give the treasure away to others. It's the best way to know about you, the treasure within you is to give it away to others.
Amen.
I was saying to the students this week at the college, I said the greatest way that I've got to know God is through prayer, through reading the word, and through telling other people
Amen.
About Jesus. I've learned probably just as much about the Lord by telling others about him. Because you release the treasure within you and it releases revelation about who Jesus Christ is. Does that make sense?
Amen.
Let's just read this through together, shall we? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, clay jars, clay pots, that the excellence, just say excellence.
Excellence.
The excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. This word excellence means if this was a ball, right? And I throw it back to Julian at the back there. Just Miss Shola, just Miss's head. Sorry, Shola, about that. It was called a banana shot, that one. This word excellence, it actually means to throw beyond. So to excel in something means to go beyond what you've known, to go beyond what you've done, to go beyond where we've been as a people. And God is saying that you have this treasure of the Holy Spirit's presence. Let's just put it in the context of us as a body now. We are a body, and in the body, the corporate body of a church, of God's people, where the Holy Spirit lives in us corporately, he's saying, I want you to excel. I want you to go beyond where you've been, to throw beyond where you've, to go beyond where you've been up to this present time.
Amen.
Begin to see it. Begin to have a vision of it, that we're going to go beyond. And it says here that we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence, that means going beyond, that means something superior, in excess of what we've known, in excess of what we've done before, something that is preeminent, going beyond, that the power may be of God and not of us. So we have this treasure in earthen vessels, in clay jars, so that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. That treasure, you didn't make that. What you've got inside of you today, that came as a gift from God.
Amen.
That treasure is within you. The treasure of the Spirit, the treasure of his life, the treasure of his love, the treasure of his grace, the treasure of his power is within you. And he's saying, let the excellence of this power that God has placed within you begin to come out.
Amen.
And he wants to, despite ourselves, I like what something Pastor Colin said this week, he was talking about feelings. He said some of you, at a particular meeting, he said some of you will feel absolutely nothing. Some of you will perhaps have a lot of feelings this evening, but it doesn't matter what you feel. Don't go by your feelings. Go by the truth that the Spirit is within you.
Amen.
And because you have the power within you. And I'll be honest with you, sometimes I've seen the greatest things happen when I felt absolutely nothing. I've had other people tell me, well, you need to have the shakes and you need to have this and you need to have that to get something done, you know, to really know that it's happened. But I've actually experienced exactly the opposite to that usually something has happened where I felt absolutely nothing. But I heard God say, do this and I will heal them, or do this and I will do this. And so the important thing is not what we feel, but what we hear from God, that we're listening to the Spirit, that we're believing His Word and acting upon His Word, obeying His Word. And where God wants to give us an experience, a revelation, even a feeling, then He'll do that. But that's for God to do.
Amen.
So don't live by your feelings. Live by the Spirit, because the Spirit is in you all the time. And you can experience the Holy Spirit at any moment. So he's deeper than a feeling. The Holy Spirit is a person, and you can sense the Spirit of God within you. I can sense the Spirit of God here amongst us this morning. And you can sense the Spirit working in you. He's the treasure that is within you. So that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So what God is saying, He's saying, look, you're clay jars, you're a clay pot, but I've poured my treasure into you.
Amen.
So that the excellence of this power that I've given to you, that's from me, may be clearly be seen to be me and not you. And so that the power may be of God and not of us. Paul says this, he says, we are hard pressed on every side, we are crushed. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. He was literally saying, listen, we're really going through some things here. And he literally was. He was being persecuted for his faith physically. He was really being challenged through the persecution that he was going through and the hardship of following Christ as an apostle. He says, always carrying about in the body, in his clay jar, the dying of the Lord Jesus, so that the life of Jesus in the clay jar may be manifested also. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, and the life of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke, we also believe, we believe in our hearts, and therefore we speak. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Now, we've been talking for a number of months now about God's grace. And it says here that as we allow the treasure in our spirit, the treasure that God has placed within us, begin to get released in the workplace, in our families, in the town when we are witnessing, to people that we're building relationships with, as we let the treasure out, the essence of this treasure, the power of God will come out. And it's the power of God that we need. This word dunamis, dynamite, power. But it's not power that just explodes everywhere like a bomb and makes and destroys everything. When it talks about dunamis power, it's talking about power under wraps, power under control. And God gives us the power of the Holy Spirit within you this morning. The treasure is the power of God within you. And He wants the power of God to be working in your prayer life. He wants the power of God to be revolutionizing you on the inside of you, the power of God to be upon you when you're witnessing to people. So, for example, this last week when I spoke to this young man, George, when I spoke to him, he said to me, you really got to me, he said, when you spoke to me. Now, I know when we spoke together, I knew I was hitting some resistance when I was witnessing to him. And I could have backed off thinking I'm being a bit pushy here, but I felt the power of the Holy Spirit moving in me to talk to him about Christ and to begin to challenge him. And so as I spoke to him, I knew it was cutting into him and I didn't back off. I kept at him and I saw him. He looked uncomfortable because I was challenging him about Christ. And he came up with a load of questions and arguments and stuff. I could see that in his head, there was something demonic going on behind the seat, behind the eyes. And I just, but I stayed with it because the power, the treasure was saying, keep going. And so we finished at a point, at the right point, didn't push him, didn't shove him to do anything, and just left him with the word of God about what he needed to do to become a disciple of Christ. And we started to pray for him. 3 weeks later, during the course of this week, he rings, or actually leaves a text message on my phone, I want to meet with you. So we meet up and he says, you upset me. You disturbed me, what you said. But he said, I've worked it through now and I do believe in Jesus. And what he was really saying in his own words is that I want to have my life right with God. Now what he's saying after that time, he's now saying, I want to be baptized. I want to give God my all. I want to publicly say, I want to give God my everything because I know he'll give me everything that he's got. What a tremendous testimony. And it came out of the power of God working in me. The power of God touching somebody else. That's what the treasure is. Getting something out from your spirit and delivering it to somebody else, whether it's a word, it often is words, words of life, sometimes it's a healing touch. But God wants his power revealed in the church here. And this dunamis power is power that is under the control of God. So it's power that comes through. You know, when you get electricity come through to your kettle, it's power under control. It flows through the wires, through those neutrons and whatever they are, through the positives and negatives, and it works your kettle. It's not just power that just kind of flows out with a big bang in your kitchen, does it? That you've got trouble if it's like that. But dunamis power is power to do a job, power to do a work. It's power under God's control. And the Lord says here that let the excellence of his power that is of God come out through your life. And this is what was working in the Apostle Paul. When the Apostle Paul was serving God, he was stoned. He was left for dead at least, I think it was 3 times. Probably did die, actually. And the believers raised him back to life again. It says that he was shipwrecked. He was fasting often. He really knew what it was to hit trouble. But there was something on the inside of him that kept him going. And I want to tell you, it's the power of God. When you get weary and tired and disappointed and perhaps you think, is anything really going to happen? Or is anything going to happen in my life? Don't give up, because there's a power that God has placed on the inside of you. And that's the treasure within you, so that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of you. You can never say, I did it. You can only say, well, God did it. You can only say, the power of God did that. It was the power of the Holy Spirit. And the more we recognize that it's the Holy Spirit living in me, seeking to do his work and drawing on that power, that we'll see more people being saved. We'll see more people being healed and set free from demonic things as well. That's the power of God. And that's the treasure that we have within us. And when the reason God's called us together as a church, it's each one of us has a different facet, if you like, of Christ. We each have different gifts, don't we, this morning in this body, and those that aren't here today as well. And together, that forms a rich treasure that God has invested into this body. And when we come together, when we're at unity together, that treasure together can have a powerful effect on winning souls for Christ, on seeing people's lives change, and changing a town or changing a city. When a whole body is in the unity, not because we've tried to make everyone one, but because the Holy Spirit's done his work. There's that excellence of his power within us begins to get released. And that's when we begin to see things happen supernaturally in Crawley. In your neighbourhood, with your neighbours, with your relatives, with your friends, in the workplace, where you live. That's where we begin to see things happen. And God says it's not just down to you, it's down to us. Down to the church. And that's why God wants the whole church to cross over, to come over together in the power of God, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Does this make sense? And it's important, therefore, that what we believe in our hearts that we speak with faith. And it says, for all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. And in the Greek, that word, that actually says grace is increased. And God wants his grace to be increased amongst us as a people. What is grace? Let's talk about it again this morning, just to make sure we're clear. What is grace?
Love. The abundant gift of God unto faith.
God's favor? Unmerited, undeserved? God's enabling. That's it. That's God's grace. God giving to us what we don't deserve. God giving to us what is a sheer gift. Just turn to Romans 5, verse 17. Romans 5, verse 17. Well, let's read it at verse 15. But the free gift is not like the offence, for if by the one man's offence many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. So the free gift of God's grace is exactly the opposite to what Adam did in the garden. When he sinned, he pulled the whole human race down with him. So there was a judgment upon the whole human race because of the one man's sin. But here it's saying, in an opposite way, it says that the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. So this was for many. And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from one offence resulted in condemnation for the whole human race. But the free gift, which came from many offences, resulted in justification. God justified us, didn't he, from our sins. Just as if I'd never sinned. That's the forgiveness of God. When we repent and turn to him. Verse 17, for if by one man's offence death reigned through the one, much more those who, what does it say there? Those who receive the abundance, that means an overflow, of grace, God's favour, God's undeserved favour that he gives to you, God's ability, God's power given to you in Christ Jesus. Those who receive abundance of grace. Grace to me is like a river. It carries the life and the love of God. That's what grace is. God pouring into your life all that he is, because he's full of grace. And he pours that life into your spirit, into your life. And it says here that those who receive the abundance, the overflow of God's grace and of the gift of righteousness, of being made right with God, they will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. How many of you want to reign in life? That's like all of us. We all want to reign. We want to reign. Well, God says that's what my kingdom's all about. It's all about me reigning. It's about me reigning in you and letting my kingdom reign in you and through you and drawing the treasure of Jesus Christ out of your life and giving it away to others. How can we enrich one another in the church here? Both Crawley and East Grinstead, how can we enrich one another? Encourage one another. Help each other. Serve each other. Respect each other. Trust each other. It's good. Love each other. Bless each other. Give to each other. Love one another. Like one another. Oh, that's a challenging one, isn't it? I love you, but I don't know whether I like you. God, if it's genuine love, of course we'll like one another. We accept one another.
Pray one another.
In Christ Jesus. And these are things that's drawing out the treasure of Christ in you. That's what we need to be to one another. If we like that to one another, then we've got something that we can talk about to a lost world. Because they'll see the love that is amongst us. We can't all work together all the time because we're living in different places, but God expects it to be outworked in our communities, you know, in a local way, and of course when we're able to do things together. But he says, I want you to outwork this, drawing the treasure out. Let's just go back to that 2 Corinthians, and we're going to finish with this morning, that God's treasure, my brothers and sisters, is within you. We don't have to ask for the treasure. If you're born again this morning, if you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord, if you know him and you've turned to him, he's living in you, then you've got this treasure within you. God's treasure is in you. But what God is saying, he's saying, I want to take away the things that cover up that treasure. Amen?
Amen.
We have this treasure in earthen vessels or in clay pots, clay jars, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. And I prophesy over us as a body, as a church this morning, this verse. We're going to be an excellent church.
Amen.
We're going to excel. We're going to throw beyond, go beyond what we've known and what we've experienced of the Lord, even up to date. Whatever your experience is, it's nothing compared with what God is going to cause you to experience.
Amen.
God wants you to have a greater revelation of who He is and who He is in you. And for me, that's the key. It's not just having a revelation of the Lord, it is of His greatness, but it's His greatness in you. Greater is He who is in you than he that is in the world. And once you start grabbing hold of this, that the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living in you, you've got something to talk about. You've got something to give away. You've got something to bless others with. You've got the power of the Spirit within you. And God says, I want you to deal with those things that press you down. That's what depression is, by the way. It's when you're being pressed down by something that God doesn't want you to have. And God wants us to begin to cast off that depression or cast off those other things that are covering up our treasures. God's saying, it's time to uncover the treasure. It's time for the treasure to come out, the treasure of Christ within you. So this morning, you see the clay jar, right? You see, I'm a clay jar. But it's not about me, it's about the Spirit, it's about the treasure that's within me. And the same is true for you. It's about the treasure that's within you, isn't it?
Amen.
And God's saying that the excellence of this church, the excellence of Kingdom Faith is going to be known, not because Kingdom Faith is anything special, but because of the Spirit, the treasure that He's entrusted to us.
Amen.
And the things He's called us to do so that we can cross over from death to life, that we can cross over into a new place where we possess the land.
Amen.
Amen. Where we see the things that God has promised actually make a difference where we live. And we see a difference in this land, in this nation as well. Let's all stand, shall we? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God gives you grace today, gives us grace today. And this grace, this divine ability, this power, the power of His grace working in you, will enable you to actually to bring out this treasure, the treasure of who He is within you, and see a difference in your own life, but see a difference in the church by the grace of God.
Amen.
And that word in the Greek was that grace would increase. There'd be an increase of grace. And this is why I believe God told me that we'd have a series where we where I preach and talk about grace, is this grace, this power of God, this life of God is given to us to enable us to get to the place where God wants us to get to. Where your prayer life will change, where your relationship with God will change, you'll cross over. You'll come into a new place, where as a church we'll go from where we are at this present time into a new place where we'll actually be different than what we are at this present time. Does that make sense? God's got us on a journey. If we keep hold fast to Him, He's going to lead us over. There'll be things that will start changing by the power of His Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing that song again about bowing down to the Lord. And if this morning you want particular prayer for a matter in your life, then I want to pray for you. But we're just going to pray this morning. If you want to receive something of God's power, of His grace this morning, then I believe God's going to touch some people this morning. If you need specific prayer over a matter that maybe you're troubled with, or you want to see just yourself being released from, I'm going to pray this morning that God is going to release you from those things and that the treasure within you will begin to come out.
Amen.
It's time to release God's gifts that He's given to us, that we find our place in the body and begin to function and flow in the things that God's called each one of us to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's just worship the Lord. And if you want to receive prayer, come forward and we're going to pray together just before we end. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll bow down to you to give.